Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella joining us. And Jen, this is really great to think about, that someday soon maybe you can ride your bicycle from Bucktown all the way up to the Botanic Gardens. Is that really going to happen?
We will see. Good morning, Bob. In the 70s, the Chicagoans fought a north-south expressway that would have displaced thousands of homes and businesses, but there are still these rail lines that are not being used, kind of where the expressway would have run, and neighbors on the northwest side are organizing to turn it into a crosstown trail. The trail would connect some existing trails, like the 606, and the North Branch Trail, which, yes, theoretically would connect from starting in Bucktown all the way to the Botanic Gardens. So they are raising money for this. They are raising awareness for it. There's a map on our website showing where it would go. It would also connect to the proposed Weber Spur Trail, which is another bike and pedestrian trail being proposed on the northwest side. This is really exciting. We actually got a lot of feedback from our readers who were absolutely thrilled to hear this, which wasn't the case in the 60s and 70s when the expressway was proposed. The plans for the 22-mile highway caused mass protests and would have displaced about 33,000 Chicagoans. So pretty good that that didn't happen, despite our traffic woes to this day. But yeah, if you want to take a bike, hopefully this crosstown trail will come to fruition. There still trying to raise money and awareness about it.
Yeah, that would serve Old Irving Park, Portage Park, Kilburn Park, Belmont Cragen, Hermosa. So a lot of folks will be taking advantage of that if it ever happens. Hope it will. Let's talk about the bagel craze. The boom is back. Who's behind this?
The boom is back. I was too young to see the bagel boom in the 90s, but apparently a lot of bagels popped up in the city, especially a lot of big corporations like Einstein Bagels and like kind of bagel chains. This came over from New York, and it just became the craze of the 90s. And then since then, it fell off a little bit. You know, you had your standard bagel shops, but in the last year, there have been 21 active Chicago business licenses that contain the word bagel. And these are independent places making unique bagels. So it's not any chains, anything like that. It's just a very exciting time if you like bagels. Sourdough bagels are making a big comeback. We interviewed someone who runs Rosca, which is a Mexican artisanal bakery in Pilsen, and he makes his own bagels that have a nod to his Mexican heritage. Yeah, we have a really deep history on bagels in Chicago on our website, blockclubchicago.org. It was really interesting. I had no idea about our past with bagels. I know New York gets all the credit, but things are looking up if you're a bagel lover in Chicago.
We'll have to get our breakfast club going here and invite all these folks to send us bagels, and we'll do a taste test. Happy to do that as a public
Blockclub
service.
Yes, also is willing to take those bagels.
Yeah, it'll be a fight for that. Let's talk about what happened in Edgewater recently at the public library branch there. And it seems like the neighbors came out in support of what happened. Tell us about this.
Yes, for Pride Month, the Chicago Public Library has organized a series of drag story times at libraries across the city. And this has been kind of a national-ish talking point, especially among like Trump supporters and on the right, coming out against these drag story times. So there's a group called Chicago Flips Red that often protests these story times. And when LGBTQ supporters in the city got wind that there was a protest, they showed up to support the event. So there were about four protesters and 250 supporters outside of Edgewater Public Library yesterday. One of our editors said he drove by and just saw a sea of rainbow. So they were helping parents and kids get in and out of the library. These events have turned pretty contentious in other cities, but it was all pretty safe and peaceful in Chicago. A similar protest and support rally was held in Beverly last week. So these will be going around during Pride Month. But the organizers are saying it's just for reading children's books. There's nothing untoward happening here, and the neighbors are really coming out to support.
Yeah, one protester pushed somebody, and police arrested that person. Otherwise, as you say, it was largely peaceful. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.